Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You were the real barbecue or something like
grief.
That? I did see that on the timeline.
I can't say anything.
Why?
I've been disqualified from any JT talk.
Why?
You know why. Can you, I mean, he's man of the woods in Omaha this weekend.
Yeah.
It's at this place the Tigers are playing, if I'm not mistaken. He's there Saturday night.
Man, I think you're just trying to please the crowd there.
Huh?
Yeah, but you can't, there are certain things you can't say.
Why?
Why would you say real barbecue when you're from Memphis?
Come on, Bennett. You know,
you can't defend this.
I can't say nothing. I'm just,
you know, you can't defend this.
Damn it.
You can say y'all have good barbecue here.
I mean, why can't it be real barbecue, too?
You acting like ours?
That's insinuating that Memphis is fake.
That is not what it's insinuating.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
When you go to a place and you say, man, this place right here, this is real. I mean, where I'm from, it ain't real barbecue. It's that fake stuff. Mm. It's a bad look for JT. I ain't going to lie to you.
But he don't care. He took a picture with Kentucky.
You're right. You're right.
Jason?
I'm sorry, I'm disqualified.
Now, don't rub it in Jason's face, man. That was 6 months ago. We've gotten better, and we've moved forward.
Oh, I'm being quiet.
Anyway, Memphis is in action tonight on the road at Creighton.
Yeah.
Now, beyond the game itself, you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, you
today,
didn't like that. I broke the news with Jeffrey, did you?
You did Jeffrey a real solid.
It's not real big news, but for some of us that assumed and we're looking at it, okay, if Memphis can get an upset on the other side of the bracket, right, on the other side of the region, with TCU and Nebraska, well then next week, and if you looked at the FedEx Forum calendar, you figured as much, they'd have an open date to come back home. Now that's again if Nebraska, which is seeded lower than Memphis, upset TCU in their second round matchup, then possibly, you know, you figured, yep, well, that is not the case. Even with what looks like an open date, I believe it's Tuesday. I don't have it pulled up in front of me. It's one of them. It's the one thing that looks like an open date next week.
Yep.
It is not open. I talked to Memphis last night, the athletic department, and there is not an open date at FedEx Forum next week, which would mean, and look, the likelihood is TCU wins. They're the favorite. They're the one seed. And so you're probably going there to play. That said, if you get the upset, which what we thought would get Memphis back to having a home game, it will not be here. Most likely, I'd imagine it's back up in Nebraska. We were talking about it earlier. Could you play at El Marone, all that stuff? That was not brought up to me last night by Memphis officials in terms of another avenue they could go down in terms of having a home game in the Memphis or Memphis area, like Lander Center. Could you do it? Could you get the Tigers court? I have no idea logistically if they can work that. I don't know if the Lander Center has anything open. But what I know is no other options were provided to me.
Right.
What it appears is even if Nebraska upsets TCU, you beat Creighton tonight, you will be headed back to Nebraska for a second trip.
That's terrible.
It's unfortunate.
We don't have another venue.
Apparently, whatever this thing is that's down at the Forum that's not on their calendar but is indeed scheduled. Some kind of meetings thing that they've had on the schedule for months in Memphis, you know,
look,
there was no changing
it. This is the NIT.
Oh, we're going to have to change that meeting.
These are important meetings that have been planned for months is what I was told.
Well, what are these meetings about?
Again, I was talking to Memphis last night. This is about FedEx Forum meetings. It's something their FedEx Forum is doing. I have no idea.
Well, they can put.
I haven't talked to anyone at FedEx Forum yet to ask them about their meetings.
They're little stupid meetings.
These meetings have been planned for months.
I don't give a damn.
Do you have the.
The Tigers are in the postseason.
Pull that calendar up so I don't look stupid still saying whether. If it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, the 26th. If you pull up the FedEx Forum calendar, it looks like between a game against the Thunder for the Grizzlies on Monday and a game against the Warriors on Wednesday, there's an open date on the 26th. They're having meetings.
I don't care about their little stupid meetings.
First off, Nebraska has to win before this is even an option.
Yeah, but it
might be. So how are you going to get mad when you haven't even had the upset yet?
You know, you can postpone your meetings for a day. Can you not? Or you can have your meeting somewhere else.
They can't have them every other day this week.
I will offer our
again. I have no idea the nature of these meetings.
I will offer. Maybe they have to be on the floor. Conference room.
Maybe it's an orientation for new workers. I have no idea.
They have all summer for that. A lot of going on in the summer.
A lot of places to meet at the forum. You don't have to do it on the court.
Y'all looking like you want to kill the messenger.
No, you making apologies for the FedEx Forum.
I'm not making any apologies.
Yes, you are.
I told you they've had this scheduled for months.
I don't care.
They're not moving their meetings for your little second round NIT game, Tiger Man.
It would be third round.
It would be third. It'd be quarterfinal. They don't care.
So this is big. This
now
is
I'm speaking down. I probably shouldn't have said they don't care.
Me with this.
It is unfortunate. You would have liked to have one more time. You could see Jeremiah back here in his home.
Not important.
Not yet. Not to them.
It's not as important as a little.
It may be important. John, I was told it's something they can't move. Now, you're just going to have to take that news and live with it.
Well, no. I'm going to riot.
You ain't going to do nothing for a NIT quarterfinal.
Okay, true.
Keep it real.
True. However.
You don't care. You're going to say bye-bye, going back to Nebraska again. That's unfortunate. Bye, y'all. Go win.
Yep. Spend the week there.
You're talking about riot.
No. I think there's an alternative, though. We can find a solution here.
Well, can you get their court down to the Lander Center? If you could, that seems like an easy
This course. Is the NIT, right? So it's not that important, as we've established, which is why they have all these rules, modifications, and rules.
You get to the Final Four, it starts getting, you know, whoop.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean,
it's legit.
Yeah.
It's a good run.
Can we not have this thing like, you know, let's play the game outside. Let's play the basketball game outside. It's the NIT. You know, let's take this thing to the streets. Let's have the game at Mount Moriah.
Bro, are you?
Let's have TCU, or no, who would it be, Nebraska?
Yes.
Let's have Nebraska, because that's all they do outside in Nebraska is, you know, they play outside. They don't have buildings in Nebraska. So let's have the game in, you know, at the precinct. You got Halley Stadium right there, you know, so you can have a big crowd, you know, near. You got the benches. There's like 8 benches out there. I think this would be great. You know, you can get the police involved, you know, do like a little fundraiser charity thing.
Bro, are you playing the game?
3:45.
You already know it had to be in the daytime and get nippy.
That's
it's
what
still
I'm saying.
In the spring around
3:45 p.m. And you can play it on those courts. They recently, I think, redid it and repainted the courts.
Nebraska say, hell no, not playing over there. That thing looks dumpy.
No, dude, they've redone the courts. Trust me, I've been out there in the last year because I had to shoot that commercial for Winger.
Lander Center's got the
yeah,
space.
But it's in Mississippi, though.
Just have to get the court down there. I don't know how doable that is logistically.
Yeah, so let's just, you don't want to have
have hustle games there. You can, of course, have the court set up.
You don't want to have the
You can have a Tiger court set up?
Yeah, I'm sure the dimensions aren't that far off.
I don't know how that works, but it's cross state line, so I think that would complicate things. I think if we just keep it here in Memphis, you know, we could do it at the Mount Moriah court. So I think it'd be great to be outside. You could have people there sitting
on
the
benches.
Do
that thing at the open up that Coliseum.
No, then you get asbestos. You know, you'd have to worry about asbestos.
That's necessarily true. They do tours through there. I'm pretty sure.
I think you have to wear a mask when you walk through the Coliseum.
Maybe one last time. It's okay. No, you're going to be on the – anyway, TCU probably going to win, so all this is probably moot.
So you're saying that no Mount Moriah game?
I don't think
if we can have a game –
I don't think Nebraska's going to go for
on
it,
a
man.
Boat, we can have a game on an outdoor court.
Well, that's probably true, but it's unfortunate. But Memphis has wrapped up its year at FedEx Forum.
Oh, hold on. See, now we're looking silly because it's not meetings. Like, it's not like meetings. It's the third annual Girls Summit. Is on
that
the
is
25th
a, well,
and 26th.
Memphis well, said meetings. It's a summit. A summit is a meeting, FedEx.
And it's a girls' summit. Good job.
Well, you are not going to take a dump on girls' summit on this show. You're going to get killed.
You made it sound like it was just meetings, and it's obvious.
Summit meeting. Memphis said it was a meeting. They didn't say it's a good, important girls' summit.
It's a very important girls' summit. We want them to have. I want them to have the forum for the rest of the year.
It ain't on the calendar. Every NIT fan was looking at FedEx Forum's calendar and seeing that blank. Do you see girls' summit on there?
I don't see girls' summit.
And
on
is
there.
A girls' summit a meeting?
You're damn right it is.
Let me answer that for you. It's a meeting that they can't move, obviously.
Now, where are you
So everything I said was right.
Where are you getting your information, Bennett?
Clearly, someone from FedEx Forum just hit him. They're listening.
Okay.
And that's good. Thank you for listening.
My buddy Jamal, he's got all the info on that stuff. So, yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, if it was just FedEx, you made it sound like it was FedEx Forum employee meetings. I know that was your information. Like,
But what I said is a meeting they can't move, and all y'all doing is putting the heat and the hot lamp on me. All I do is give you the information you don't have.
Dude, you just made it sound like they were doing like a freaking
luncheon.
Like, okay, let's make sure everything's working all right down here. Okay,
do you see Girl Summit on here?
No, there is. In his defense, there is no Girl Summit on there.
Would have loved to have told you it was the Girl Summit, Bennett, but I couldn't because FedEx Forum didn't say there was a Girl Summit down there, did it?
And it's the 20th.
And it's a damn meeting. It's a meeting of girls.
It's the 26th annual. That's a milestone.
And it's clearly too important to move.
I agree.
For a quarterfinal NIT game, girls way more important.
I agree with that. We love women.
Make sure I state that.
We love women. So that's why we think we should have it on the Mount Moriah outdoor courts.
Y'all love killing the messenger.
No, I'm not mad at you. I just
you mad about how I delivered it or the wording?
Well, no, I wouldn't have said what I said about it doesn't matter if I knew it was a girls' summit. Girls' summit, very important, very significant. I would never, ever.
Who's down there at the girls' summit, Bennett?
Girls.
They have
hang
someone
on, let me
special.
See if I, let me. I'm looking. Hang on.
Said he had all the info.
Oh, is it like a? There's like a special.
Well, no, I mean this is just like a.
And they're usually something. I have celebrities and women.
Hang on, special. I didn't realize I could.
Celebrities and women.
Yeah, that's like an empowerment thing. Okay. I'm not. This is not.
Here we go.
I've heard of this before.
On Monday, March 25th, and Tuesday, March 25th, the Memphis Grizzlies will host their their third annual Girls Summit in celebration of Women's History Month with a star-studded lineup of featured guests,
including
NBA on TV basketball analyst Ross Gold.
Ross Gold. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
WNBA Atlanta Dream Guard Renee Montgomery.
Yeah, that's awesome.
USA Basketball's Nina Davis. USA Rugby's Nia Tapper. UFC and USA Wrestling Sarah McMahon. Former USA Ice Hockey Strength Coach Sarah Cahill.
This is a big-time event.
And members of the Grizz fam, including Nikki Bickerstaff.
This is a big-time event, bro.
Well, dude, I mean, they brought in all these athletes, so obviously they can't just be like, hey, let's reschedule.
I agree with that. You can't reschedule. You can't move that location.
Well, now it's explained.
If it was just like four FedEx Forum employees eating peanut butter jelly sandwiches on the court, you know, like that, that's what I'm saying. You can move that.
This is real-time reporting happening here.
It really is.
Okay.
All right. Go Tigers.
Beat Creighton.
All right.
The program's number one fan. Thank you, JT.
Yep, lots more to come here on the show. Keelan Lawson is going to join us in just a little bit. We'll talk to him about Kansas' first-round victory, his state championship, and more. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Good night, Sweet Prince. Cincinnati out.
Man.
Bennett just lost a Final Four team. We tried to tell him. Cincinnati clammed up in the second half, and now Iowa is about to move on to the
Cumberland just hit a three.
Round of 32. No, this game is over, brother.
6-point game.
It's down to it's
1 minute left.
Temple, what happened?
Temple out, Cincinnati out. UCF going to lose after today.
Look who I picked in my 9-2-9 bracket.
Who did you see pick? No, I can't. I don't know who you're pointing to.
I picked Iowa.
Oh, did you pick Iowa? I was trying to find it. Thanks, Jason.
I told you, everybody was all worried about that Tennessee-Columbus, you know, matchup with Cincinnati in Columbus. Oh, that's doing Tennessee wrong. Man, Cincinnati didn't even get out of this thing.
Yep. Cincinnati just continues to disappoint in the NCAA tournament, man.
Cumberland won the AAC tournament. I mean, that's what he just took over.
Yep, he did.
But Houston was by far the best team in the
And they cost themselves with a couple of coaching decisions in that game.
I'll have to go back.
Uncharacteristic of Kelvin Sampson.
I'll have to go back and look. This may be the worst bracket I've ever filled out.
I think it already qualifies.
In the history of me filling out.
Because you also have Texas Tech in the Final Four, which is possible, but with Cincinnati now.
Yeah, I think you try to get.
You're dead.
You got two out of line.
And plus, your first round wasn't good either, right? You were going to make it up with these wild Final Four picks, right?
I got Murray State in the Sweet 16. That's looking good.
Yeah, I'm with Gary. I don't think they get past Florida State.
Yes, Oklahoma is up 20 right now.
Lord Kermit
on Ole
Good
Miss.
Run, Terrence Davis. Good career.
Yep. So there you go. The Memphis Grizzlies. Your Memphis Grizzlies are in action quite a bit this weekend.
Yeah. Hey, that Grizzly
exactly,
is
was he
sleeping.
Wheezing? Was he like wheezing?
He was waking up. He was waking up to growl.
He sounds like Yogi, huh?
He might not have wanted to get up. Because it's a road game, he's scared.
Right. And they're sitting Mike Conley for this one.
Dead.
So the Grizzlies are it's a dead bear, in this analogy. The Grizzlies are on the road at Orlando tonight, and then they come back to the Forum for a home matchup with the Derrick Rose-less Timberwolves. We've got tickets to that game, by the way. We got two pair of tickets
that
we're going to give away.
We'll see,
Jeff. Lower bowl.
Hey. That we'll be giving away. We'll give away one pair at the end of this segment, but
You should try Grizzlies home games here the last few weeks.
I've been to a
it's
Grizzlies
fun.
Home
I'm
with, game.
I mean,
before.
Bennett, man, I know you have, but I'm talking about where they are competitive with this new team, with this new style that's got Mike Conley playing wilding out in this, playing well now. I like watching the wide open Mike Conley, and I love me some JV.
Yeah, and so listen.
Anyway, I'm sure somebody wants to be in that lower bowl for this game.
Absolutely. as far as this weekend goes, you're sitting Mike Conley tonight, hoping to win the game tomorrow. You want to have him rested for the home game where you've been good. I mean, you've been beating playoff teams. You've beaten Utah. You beat Houston the other night. You're beating good teams at home, and you want to protect that. You want to continue to do that. And because, again, the goal, as we talked about, and as we have talked about for months now, is to convey that pick. I mean, when you start the season, that's the idea.
Yeah, but you and Jeff are feeling frisky now, like y'all want to try for that 9% chance to jump up there and get Zion.
Listen, I do think that is, not that they would get there, but
no, because
if they did,
luck.
If you got into, it's 9% to get in the top three, right? So
yeah,
you have
sure that's right.
You have
Jeff quotes it every day.
You have a 9% chance to draft one of Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, or RJ Barrett.
Man, top three is something.
I think all of those guys can change your franchise. One we know for sure will off top, in Zion. Just because of the hype, the sheer hype of him. Who wouldn't want to be in the building for Zion Williamson?
Mm-hmm.
Ja, I think he doesn't have the weight of Zion, but he's still super exciting.
Exciting because the moment you put him in your lineup, he makes everybody around him better.
And he's dunking on everybody. He's catching bodies.
That too. The man's got a monster of vertical.
And RJ is a terrific scorer and could lead your team in scoring for 10 years.
There's a possibility he ends up being the best one of the three.
Yes.
Legit.
Yes, it's possible. So I do think within that 9%, like the upside is just – it's almost immeasurable, how much it could change a franchise.
This team ain't tanking, bro.
But odds are good that you're not going to get there. The odds are, 91% that you're not going to get there. So,
yeah, unfortunate part, and I brought this up to you yesterday, unfortunate part for the Grizzlies, and we know mathematically you're right there in terms of conveying that pick, is that five of your final 11, only five where they've played so well, four in a row at home, five of that last six they've won at FedEx Forum, only five of the last 11 are home. You talked about it tonight. They're on the road. Come back here. Obviously, tomorrow with Minnesota. So those opportunities where you've been really good, you're limited in. So you better make sure you take care of those. And to y'all's point, I guess that's why you sit Mike Conley tonight.
Yep.
Because tomorrow you look at where you've been so competitive down there. Having Mike, that gives you that's the one you're circling, saying we can get.
That's exactly right.
I thought Orlando was an opportunity as well. It's okay.
Yeah. So Grizzlies are in action tonight. And like we said, they come home tomorrow to play the Timberwolves. So let's do this. Let's give away one pair of tickets for the lower bowl against the Timberwolves. Let's just say caller number four. 535-377-6535-ESPN. You are going to get one pair of lower bowl tickets to the Grizzlies game tomorrow against the Timberwolves. All right, when we come back, Keelan Lawson is going to join us. We will talk to him about Kansas basketball. We will talk to him about their win yesterday in the NCAA tournament, Dedrick Lawson's future, the Big 12, and more. And he won a state championship. How about that? We'll talk to him about that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, yes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Getting engaged, you know, or you need wedding bands, or you want to upgrade your engagement rings, now is the perfect time to do that. Because our friends over at Robert Irwin Jewelers are having their annual bridal pop-up shop. So started yesterday. It's going on now. You're going to be able to catch this roadshow of amazing bridal jewelry at the Robert Irwin Jewelers in South Haven on Goodman Road and Airways in the South Lake Center. So, going into this Saturday, you're going to have the chance to see hundreds of brand-new engagement rings, wedding sets, and wedding bands. Engagement rings and wedding sets for all taste styles and, of course, the budgets. And you'll have access to fantastic discounts and free financing. Take up to 60 months to pay on qualifying purchases.
Yep. And Howie's got deals for you. For a limited time, you get a free set of Apple EarPods with every purchase of $999 or more. You're going to be buying, so you might as well get some extra stuff. That's how Howie does it. Over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. For bigger, brighter diamonds, head over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Complete details online at rijewelers.com.
Looks like Cincinnati is, we told you that obviously they were about to go down. That's going to become final here in just a moment. Iowa currently nursing a 5-point lead with 17 seconds to go. That's what I've got at this point. So they are about to go final there. Oklahoma is just, we told you that early when we started the show. They were going to blow this game open, and they have. The tickets are gone, by the way. Congrats to Brandon for winning those tickets.
First pair.
The first pair. We do have another pair to give away as well. But it is now 85-57. Oklahoma is just destroying Ole Miss. And maybe this is the tournament of the Big 12, man. I mean, Texas Tech certainly has a chance. You know, there are plenty of Big 12 teams in this tournament who have a chance to make some noise, and maybe Kansas is one of them.
I think Auburn's going to be tough for them, but you're absolutely right. Big 12 was a grind all season long. Those teams have looked good. They are tested, and right now we have the father of a Big 12 player. And matter of fact, he's the father of a first-team All-American. His name is Keelan Lawson. He joins us now, state title winning coach at Wooddale. Coach, we got to put a new title on you, state champion again.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Doing all right?
Yeah, man. How are you? How's it feel? We haven't gotten a chance to talk to you. Congratulations, coach, on bringing Wooddale its first ever basketball state championship. You do it with your sons. What was the feeling like, coach, to take it back a little bit?
Oh, man, it felt great, you know, to be able to do it with my two sons and then to go to a school that nobody, you know, wanted me to go to because they said there was a bid in school that you couldn't win. So by going on that, doing that and winning with my sons, though, made everything great.
Now, coach, I thought you were just going to go back and be real competitive and give folks a hard time this first season with your sons and sort of putting a team together around them. When did you know you were going to win a state title with them?
Man, just going back, you know, just looking at the teams, mm-hmm. you know, I just looking at when my sons then was in middle school, we played against these same guys. So these same guys now are in high school. So I knew just having my sons and then getting the other pieces to go with it that we would be competitive, you know, because I've been, you know, by me being at the University of Memphis all the, for those years, I was able to scout these teams and scout and evaluate those other players on those teams, so I kind of knew if I get the right pieces, that I can go in and be competitive.
Let me ask you this. You're one of only two coaches to have led a city school team to an undefeated record and then a state championship. You did that at Hamilton back in the day. I know that one was sweet, going undefeated to get that one. More sweet, this one more sweet since it's with your sons playing. I remember they were babies. You know, they were small kids when you were winning at Hamilton. Which one's sweeter, Coach, the first one or this one?
This one is sweeter because, my son had a chance to be contributors, even though back in 06 I did have a son that was on the team, but, he wasn't, a contributor. So, but now having a contributor on the team, especially my boys, it makes it great.
Did you take the gold ball with you out to Salt Lake City to watch your other sons playing for Kansas?
No, I tried to, but the principal hijacked it from me.
Coach, a lot of people thought Northeastern was one of those double-digit seeds that might be able to make some March magic happen.
Say that again now.
I said a lot of people looked at Northeastern, who you guys played yesterday. They thought Northeastern was going to be able to make some March magic, but they were unable to do that.
Well, yes, sir. Northeastern didn't shoot well like I thought they was going to do, They was known for attempting, 20, 25 threes per game, making 10 to 12 of them. No, that wasn't the case. I think, Coach Self had a good game plan on contesting the, 3-point shooters on the offensive line. So, I'm glad they won, but I know Saturday will be a tough matchup against Auburn.
What are you expecting, Coach, with that one? You know Pearl well. You've seen that team. What kind of game is that going to be?
Well, like I said to a gentleman the other day, a lot of those guys that play for Auburn, the boys just playing against them anyway.
Yes, sir.
A lot of them from Atlanta.
Yep.
From the Birmingham area. So, I don't think the boys are going in there, thinking that, it's a balance. So, the boys know them and they know each other. I think it's just going to come to us. The X and O's and the coaching, making the players do what they do.
Coach, as a team, Kansas has been through a lot. I mean, injuries and, LeGerald is not with the team anymore. I mean, is that something that when it comes tournament time, you've worked in this business, you've been a college coach, so you know how it is. Is that something that you can rally around as a team when you get to this point and you can sort of use that? How do you sort of approach it?
Well, what you got to do when your approach is because, not only you don't know what you're going to get with your team from game in and game out, but now the other opponents won't either. So I think that's kind of the next factor. Because like yesterday, when KJ came in and gave the team some extra boost, I don't think KJ was on their scouting report. So now, that's the extra edge, that Coach Self has. Using KJ, as that X factor, playing them and not playing them because a lot of people, didn't see that coming. So now when you're playing against Auburn, so now how do Auburn game plan? Because they got game plan with the fact that you got another kid that's contributing along with the other guys. So it's kind of, hard for other teams just to really scout you. So, that's in Coach Self favor.
I was going to ask you that, Coach. You've coached Dedrick and KJ. Josh Pastner has coached them. Tubby Smith has coached them. When you watch Bill Self coach them and you look at their games now, what's he added, Coach? I guess what's that Bill Self layer in terms of with your boys?
Well, Bill Self is a Hall of Fame. He let the guys, play. One thing that he told Dedrick, hey, look, I want you to do this. You got to do what I ask you to do. And when you do that, I'm going to let you have the freedom to do what you do. So, that's the thing, is just having that, Hall of Fame coach like Coach Self to come in. And one thing he does, he holds them accountable. And when he holds them accountable, he'll hold them accountable to a degree, hey, you're supposed to be doing this. So, by that, that's something that I think some of the other coaches didn't do, was just hold them accountable and then let them go out there and do what they're capable of doing,
yep,
as long as you hold them accountable. And I think that was some of the things that the other coaches didn't do. They was so more just trying to make them do what they want them to do and not give them the freedom. But with Coach Self, he gives them the freedom, but at the same time, he's holding you accountable. Do what I ask you to do first, right, and then you can do what you want to do. So I think that's the biggest thing, that he know, has
got you.
We are, of course, talking to state champion Keelan Lawson here on the show. Won a state title with Wooddale. He's in Salt Lake with his two sons there as they play Auburn tomorrow in the round of 32. Coach, let me ask you this. When you James Wiseman, the number one player in the country, who's obviously headed to Memphis, he won the Gatorade National Player of the Year award earlier this week. When you think about next year and what that Memphis basketball roster will look like, how much of a, you know, I guess how much of an impact? I know he's going to make an impact, but, you know, how much of a ceiling do you put on that Memphis team with James Wiseman?
Man, I think they're going to do great. And they, you know, I like what Coach Hardaway is doing towards the end of this year. Now he's letting those guys play freely. And I think that he is holding them accountable when they're messed up. And then he's letting them play. Because you see Jeremiah getting the swag and play. And I think that's just going to carry on into next year. You know, I just think the only thing that I see is probably that he may have next year that he may not have that seasoned veteran guy to reel him back in and open the floor. So then that's where his assistant coaches and his coaches don't have to, you know, really, you know, tune into this. But other than that, James Wiseman's going to come in, coach going to hold him accountable, and then he's going to let him go out there and do his, you know, and do what he do along with, you know, with DJ Jeffries.
Coach, are you in a tornado?
Man, we walking, man. We just got through skiing, man. I just went on these mountains.
What?
Man. My first time ever skiing, and I'm, you know, walking, and this wind is blowing. So,
man, are you going down the mountain right now? Because it sounds like, Coach, I want to ski, man. I'm so proud of you on them skis.
Yeah, it was rough, man. It was scariest feeling ever, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, the last time I felt like that is when I was skateboarding.
This man skateboarding. I gotta take it back to the family real quick before we let you go finish your skiing. Has there ever been, Coach, and I wonder if you know because it's happened now in your family, a Memphis player that's won four straight state titles? Chandler has done that now, having capped it off with one in Wooddale with you. Is there another one, Coach? Has anybody come up and told y'all one? Is there one right off the top of my head I'm missing?
Well, last time that I read on it in private school, you had Brandon Wright.
That's right.
Did it Brentwood. At Brentwood.
Yes, sir.
And then you had Garland did it at
Darius. At Brentwood, too?
At Brentwood, too.
Yep.
But when it comes to public school, Chandler is the only one.
And definitely the only one here in Memphis.
Oh, Coach.
Right. That's what I thought.
Coach, before we
Oregon's getting a hell of a player, Coach. That's real talk. And I did pick Auburn against Coach, it has nothing to do with Dedrick and KJ, but I picked Auburn to beat you.
Oh, I understand. Hey, you know, hey, I understand.
Hey, Coach, let me ask you this. You mentioned it. When were you on a skateboard?
Man, you know, when I was growing up, I used to skateboard. I would tell my sons, man, with these vans coming out, they used to be called Van Halens. And I used to skateboard when I was young.
Coach, it sounds like you on it right now. It sounds like you were on the skateboard. I don't know why John Martin thinks black people don't skateboard. We came up on it.
Man, I used to do tricks with them, man. Instead of on the skateboard, jump up, put up at your feet, and then land on top of it. I used to do all this stuff.
Coach, that's called a kickflip.
Yeah. I used to be on the BMW bike race. We used to go up behind. You know, back in the day, it used to call it preparatory school. Right now, I'm still brand new. And
Coach, you have been far too kind to talk to us on the mountain while you are skiing. Man, thank you for this, man. Enjoy Salt Lake, brothers.
I'm about to fall.
Coach, do not hurt yourself. Get off those skis. Oh, we lost him. He might have gone off the mountain, dude.
Stop, man. What?
I think Coach Lawson really did fall down the slopes.
Have y'all ever talked to a man while he's skiing down a mountain?
That man was giving you all he had.
Okay.
Bro, I have to text him and thank him, man. I mean, the fact that he's doing this while he's skiing.
The funny thing is you know, sometimes we have interviews and someone will be like, you know, getting in and out of like a taxi or something like that. And so it'd be a little windy. But when that one started going like that, I was like, man, he has got to be somewhere where it is just really something crazy is happening where he's at.
Bro, like this idea, bro, of Keelan Lawson skateboarding.
I couldn't get it out of my head.
And doing kickflips and ollies, like, that is the funniest visual I have had in quite some time.
That is so awesome.
He went skiing.
Yeah. Lawson's out there.
Keelan Lawson is a large man.
I'm telling y'all, man, the reality show would have been a massive hit.
It really would have.
Penny was like executive producer.
I mean,
they should still do it.
Keelan is a national treasure.
He is, man.
And I know that it ended badly here in Memphis, but you can appreciate that man. He is perhaps the most interesting man in the history of the world. He knows the history of the Van shoes. He knows he skateboarded. He was trying to tell us before the wind got too violent that he raced, that he used to race his friends apparently on the skateboard, that he knew the tricks. He could do all the tricks on the skateboard. And we just hope that Keelan is not, you know, buried in snow somewhere and that there wasn't an avalanche because he did fall at the end of the hit.
I texted him. I've gotten nothing back yet.
All right. Well, keep us updated, will you?
I hope he's okay.
On to the NCAA tournament. Obviously, as it rolls on, it is final. Iowa moves on past Cincinnati 79-72. It is 95-66 Oklahoma over Ole Miss at this point. Texas Tech is leading Northern Kentucky by 4 at the half. And then Kansas State is up 10 on, I guess it's California Irvine, or late in the second half. So that is where everything stands right now. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by Wynn. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mattress and Furniture by Michael Zellner is where you know you're going to save between 50 and 80% off retail store prices every day of the week. Over at CPZ's, they got everything you need. They carry the top brand names, including the Serta Eye Comfort, Simmons Beauty Rest, and Signature Design by Ashley Furniture. And frankly, my man Michael, he's been in the business for 18 years. They got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. That is why they're the best. CPZ's has won the CA's Memphis Most Best Mattress Store for 4 years in a row. And that run will not end anytime soon.
That's right, because they're an authorized Serta mattress and Simmons Beauty Sleep Mattress Dealer. And they sell and specialize in the Serta Perfect Sleeper, the Serta Eye Comfort, which I have and sleep well on, and the Beautyrest Silver and Platinum. They've also got the Beautyrest Black line, too. If you didn't get all that, don't worry about it, because you can go over there and see it all. Michael's got the entire selection. You're going to find the mattress that you want, and you're going to get it at the price you want, because when you mentioned you heard this on Jason and John, Michael Zellner is going to give you that additional 10% off. You can say any show on the station, basically. Michael's cool like that. He's going to hook you up. So get out there. They're located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road, right at the corner of Summer Avenue next to Hollywood Feed, nestled right there in Bartlett. Or you can visit them online at SleepyZZZS.com. Again, SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you will never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
So some interesting news that Jeff Calkins broke earlier today. New minority owners for the Memphis Grizzlies. I gather this doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things necessarily, but you may recognize one of the minority owners, Joshua Kushner, whose older brother is President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared.
Right. Ivanka's husband, right? Husband, right? His daughter's husband.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy your food.
I have no idea.
What?
I have no, is it Ivanka?
That's his daughter's husband, right?
Is Ivanka?
Don't ask me.
Bro, I don't know.
Come on, y'all.
I don't know, bro.
Yes.
I mean, I'm assuming. I don't know. But anyway.
I'm still worried about Coach Lawson. Did anybody check on him?
Yes, he was on a beginner slope, and he texted me now that he is fine. I tweeted out, my Ben, I should have given you the heads up.
He's
good. Was on a beginner slope.
Okay.
He's good. You have to get the drop. Please make it a drop of him almost falling.
When would we play it?
I don't know what we use it for, but we will find a use.
Just whenever the show starts going off the tracks.
Classic. Yeah. When John just gets out and like just head off nowhere. Good. That'd be good. When it's
so Joshua Kushner and Brandon Arendelle. Brandon Arendelle, according to Calkins, is an MUS graduate, AA, Harvard, lives in Memphis. So according to Calkins, this is what Calkins says. I guess he's on the road to Omaha. Everyone will focus on Kushner, but this is more local ownership. There you go. That's the latest with the Memphis. Well,
that's good news then.
Grizzlies. Texas Tech is currently up 3. This is going to be an interesting little afternoon here. Kansas State's battling with California Irvine right now. It's a 1-point game late in the first half. So we could have a nice little afternoon on our hands here.
Did you say Texas Tech?
I did say Texas Tech. They're only up 3 right now in the second half. So.
That's another one of my Final Four teams about to get knocked out.
Bro, you can piss on your bracket and light it on fire, bro. I mean, it's done. It's over.
Yeah.
You lost a Final Four team in the first round.
Can I salute the career of one Terrence Davis down at Ole Miss? It's done. Finished today with 17 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and John mentioned in a pretty lopsided loss to a 9-seed Oklahoma, 95-72. Terrence Davis had a fantastic career, got to finish up underneath Kermit Davis. Look, they were ranked this season, had a good run, kind of looked like a sort of a sneak preview of what we expect to be, you know, a very good run for Ole Miss underneath Kermit Davis. But Terrence Davis was a heck of a receiver at South Haven, heck of a basketball player. He chose basketball. He shined down Ole Miss, had a good career. We'll make sure we salute him.
Yeah, there you go. Ole Miss is out of the tournament. Like you mentioned, you lose a Sweet 16 team. I'm assuming you had them in the Sweet 16. You love them.
No, fool. I did not. See, I keep it realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I can still cheer for these guys and pick the right pick.
Which always against them.
So I had them beating Virginia.
Ole Miss?
Bro.
Yeah.
What did you?
Did no, that you should might as well just had Noah fill out your bracket. Fool.
I don't think that I have gotten. I think I may have gotten like 4 or 5 teams right. So
I had them losing to Virginia.
Then it really did drop.
This is the worst bracket I've ever filled out in the history.
I think
of
he did it after
bracket.
The soccer match, last
dude. Year. I almost won our freaking bracket challenge last year.
Well, do that again. Go back to that because I mean, you try to be.
You
too
didn't
different.
Like that apparently.
You try to be too different. This
you know,
year.
It's just because I was. It felt like so easy to pick chalk this year, and I should have.
It's
going to
be a
that.
Chalk. Yep. It's going to be a chalk Elite Eight, chalk Final Four.
Let me ask y'all something. Y'all gonna be locked into the Creighton Memphis game tonight? You're gonna be watching NCAA tournament. Real talk.
Oh no, Creighton Memphis. Come on.
Will you be locked in?
I mean, I'm going to have all the screens up tonight. It's going to be Grizzlies, Tigers, NCAA tournament. We're doing the trifecta tonight.
I'd expect nothing less from you.
So,
the question for and I could tell in his face, that's why.
I had to look. I had to look and see what tournament games we're going to be on. Uh-huh. And luckily.
Tigers on ESPNU, by the way.
Luckily, there aren't really any good ones. So at 6:10, Duke plays, but they'll kill North Dakota. Houston plays Georgia State at 6:20. I'm mildly interested in that one, but Houston should still win. Liberty plays Mississippi State at 6:27. And then until then, I mean, that's it for that window.
I have heard other shows on this station and other people, period, on Twitter, wherever else, theorize that these games don't matter and they don't help the freshmen. Do you agree with that?
No, I mean
that take to me is silly.
Yeah, I definitely think it helps. It's just development. You know, it's just a further development, and it's more games for Penny to coach. Like, and they're going to be in a hostile environment, we think, in Creighton.
Development for the players, John. I'm glad you said Penny too, right? I mean, this is a high level game in a hostile. How does that not help Penny? How do these situations not help you going forward?
You can get something out of it if you wish to.
I think most people in saying that are saying, "Well, next year is more important, right?"
Yeah,
and this is the end. But there is clearly meaning in this
right
now. Whether it's for your seniors who just want to sit, but more so, dude. You want these freshmen on a team that's going to be as talented as the one next year. You want them feeling good going out. You want Antoine Jones feeling like he's a part of this thing going out. That's why these games are important. You want all those guys back. You know what I mean? The ones you want back, you want them back.
It's important to Rainier Thornton and Kareem Bruton and Mike
Parks.
Of
course, that part.
No, like, it doesn't really matter to them.
Yeah, I wish it mattered more to them. I really do. For Jeremiah, I wish it mattered as much to them as it does to him.
Right.
And I would tell you, I'm not going to just separate him from the Tubby guys because you and I saw Kareem Bruton in that locker room after Houston. That dude was emotional and distraught. The shots didn't drop. He put a lot of effort into that game. There's no question about it. So from that standpoint, yes, I was saying that with Jeffrey Wright. I hope they give it their all because, again, for these seniors,
many of whom probably, some of whom, this is it.
No doubt.
There won't be a professional career. You do not want to look back on this in 2-3 years, longer from that, and say, man, well, yeah, it wasn't going my way, but, you know, you're going to look back and say, and wish you gave it your all like Jeremiah Martin did. And like most of the guys on that team, I'll put it that way.
Well, I also think, like, you talk about the NIT and, like...
Like, Rainier been playing ball for the most part this year. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ben.
Where do they, you know, besides early in the year when they play in a tournament, I don't remember where they were earlier this year in that tournament they played in, but, like, if you look at their schedule and look at the teams they play every year in the AAC, it's not like they're going to... L.A. and so I mean, you get a chance to go to New York. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. And the deeper you go, the more, you know, in terms of game build up, what you got to do, win and survive. That helps you next year when you're in the NCAA tournament. And you got to have that mindset anyway. So I am of the total opposite view that this is great for not just for the seniors and trying to prolong, but more so for the freshmen, getting them confident, getting them rolling. Look at Tyler last game.
Yep.
Look at what he did against San Diego. That's got him in a certain way of mind feeling about next season. So, again, important. You want to go win these things. And if it's important to Penny making a deep run, it should be important to fans. I don't see any other way you look at that.
Yep. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
I mean, that's it for me. University of Memphis is the 3 seed in this game. Now, Creighton is very, very good. They're one of the most efficient teams in the country. They're one of the best 3-point shooting teams in the country. As a matter of fact, 10th nationally in 3-point percentage. So watch for the threes. You watch Wofford last night and saw all those threes raining. That's sort of what Creighton does. They shoot it from, as a team, 40% from three, basically 39.3%. They can shoot it, and they're going to try to spread you out and do it.
Yep.
Guard that 3-point line tonight, Memphis. 7:30 on ESPNU.
Yeah, I'm checking out that. Checking out the NCAA tournament, obviously. But the Grizzlies got 2 important ones this weekend. If you want to convey the pick, these two are important at Orlando tonight and Minnesota at home tomorrow night. So be checking out the Grizzlies. We can also go to see Jordan Peele's Us, which we talked about earlier.
Oh, and John, Draw don't forget these tickets, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me know how that is, Bennett.
I'll be checking out Us tonight. I think me and my wife are doing the dinner and a movie thing, so we will definitely be checking out Us tonight.
Enjoy.
So I'll have a full review and spoilers for sure.
I knew you wasn't watching the NIT game.
On Monday. I might be able
to. I knew it.
I mean, I'm locked in. All right, here's what we're going to do. 535-3776, 535-3776. Caller number 6, you are going to the Minnesota Timberwolves game tomorrow night inside FedEx Forum. Congratulations. That's going to do it for us today. As always, our show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Bobby Marks. Thanks to Gary Parrish. Thanks to Keelan Lawson, the avid skier. He's like Apollo Ohno. I mean, that's what he is nowadays. That's going to do it for us.
Speed skater?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. He's a speed skater, not a skier.
Good try.
Who's a skier? Lindsey Vonn's a skier. He's Lindsey Vonn. That's going to do it for us. Eric Kastein's up next. For Jason,
I'm John.
Have
a great weekend.
We're gone.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.